I think it follows that if we can identify musical analogs of nouns and adjectives, we can do the same with verbs. The analog here being obviously with rhythm, with material which activates or motorizes the substantive, just as a verb does. Here is, for example, the same Wagner motive activated by rhythm. Now, what has happened is simply that I've added a verb function in the form of a waltz to the noun plus adjective functions already present. It's as though I'd made a musical equivalent of the sentence, cruel fate waltzes. One could go even further and show a combined verb adjective function, as in a Chopin nocturne, where this arpeggio accompaniment is at the same time both a rhythmic activator and a chordal modifier of this noun, which appears as a melody. You see what I mean? I don't want to stop playing this, it's so pretty. But do you see what I mean? The possible extensions of this idea are innumerable. What I'm hinting at here is that convincing musical analogs might be found for all parts of speech. Now, there's a fascinating subject for an honors thesis. I wish I were back here at school. I'd do it myself. In any case, now that we've seen some of the ways in which we can think comparatively about music and language, and maybe even have some terminology in common, we're ready to return to Chomsky and see how his principles can be applied to music.